Today's daf in Masechet Kritut, brought to you by Menchomot Yerushalayim, is daf Chav Dalet, and we are holding about a quarter of the way down of Omer of Yiram Rav, Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Meir. So let's get right back into the sugya. Here we had a machloket in the Mishnah. What happens when somebody finds out that he didn't really have to bring that Oshem Tolui and that he had not been Chote? So according to Rabbi Meir, it just goes out. He had no intention of being Magdish at Hekdesh Ta'ut. According to Chachamim, he was willing to bring it because of his own guilt feelings, and because of that, he was already masking it should be there, even if it turns out that it wasn't necessary. So yesterday we learned that Rabbi Meir was made to the Chachamim in a case where a guy indicates by his behavior, namely, that he goes ahead and he's mafresh an additional one for Achrayut, which is completely unnecessary. So clearly he is suffering from some extreme compulsion
for guilt.
But in that case, I would be made to you, said Rabbi Meir, that this person indeed had in mind the Libo Nokvo, and it would be Kodesh, even if it turns out he doesn't need it. Today we learn that Omer of Yiram Rav, there is a case where the Chachamim would also be muttered to Rabbi Meir, and that we don't assume that a person was willing to bring it just because he was feeling guilty and he was ready to throw himself into bringing it kamel or high water. They're muttered in a case where the Oshem Tolui was only being brought because witnesses had come and said to him, "Oh, yes, we saw you eat it." He said, "Why in the world? I don't know, but all right, what can you do? You know, I guess I'll bring it." And over there, it turns out that Edim come along and say, "You were never even there." So the Edim turned out to be Edim Zemimim. That over there, even the Rabbanan related to Rabbi Meir, that it's not Hekdesh at all. Yetzei v'yera'ed the Eder. Why? My time. Because I can't believe the Rabbanan alei Rabbi Meir. What did the Rabbanan argue? In a case where a guy was mafresh the garment for himself. So over there we say, okay, look, the guy is searching for a kapara. He's very concerned. Maybe it was Eivra. So there you say, Libo Nokfo. Over here, a guy's minding his own business. Come along, Edim, and insist that, no, listen, you got problems. You better do something. Okay, so over there, Echadi Alpi Edim Afreshe. He always thinking, I don't know, this sounds very fishy. So maybe these Edim will turn out to be liars. And so, I mean, all right, so I'll do what I got to do. But it's not that he was really being Semech on them. Well, he's Somech Alad Edim. Because he figures, Dilma Oto Achirim Mizamilos. What am I supposed to take this so seriously? As the Rambam says, there's no reason why anybody should ever believe Edim, because they never know what they're talking about. So over here, we're also mooted to you that for sure that case, the guy never had in mind to be mafreshit under all circumstances.
So the Edom Zodim, so what would they have to bring? Kasher?
They get malchus.
Yeah.
Mativ Rav, sure ha niskal enoken. Okay, let me ask you something, says Rav. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that in a similar case of a shor ha niskal, that it would not be like an Oshem Tolui. And in that case, if before the skila it turns out that it wasn't really chayev, that it should be yotzei v'yera ebe'eda. That's what you're saying, right? So now tell me, what's the case? Because you're going to have to tell me a case that the Shor HaNiskal would be yotzei v'yera, but in the equivalent case, an Oshem Tolui would not be yotzei v'yera, right? Okay, so tell me what that case is. I mean, if we're talking about a case where two witnesses come along and say, the shor did kill, and another two witnesses come along and say, no, he didn't kill afterwards, right? So why should we believe the second pair? We already answered it. We said that it's din is it's chayav skila, right? So why should we let it out now? It's a suffix, you're right. That's the chumra. We don't know what to do. So my chazita did say ate le batroi, tzayte le lekamoi. Why should we believe that the shor did not kill? I mean, the Mishnah's got to be talking about a case where the Edim turned out to be Zeimamim. If the Edim were Zeimamim, so then for sure it's not a shor HaNiskal. And what are you saying in the Mishnah? That a shor HaNiskal is not like an Oshem Tolui. The Shohar Nizkal will go out and be Yotzi V'Yerah Be'eder. But the Ashram Toli will not. Didn't you just say that the Ashram Toli, in a case where it was Edim Zomimim, would? So clearly Rav Yehuda Amar Rav is wrong. Because here you see it's talking about the Kavatega V'Ashram Toli in the same case of an Ashram Toli would be referring to Edei Hazama, and it's saying that Plige and the Rabbonim would hold in that case that you need to have Yera'eh, and that it's not Yetzei Le'eder. Only Abaya, I don't get it. Why is that the only case? Maybe it's not talking about Edim Zom. Maybe it's talking about the case of the Shohar Nizkal Echidami, that the supposed victim of this vicious Shohar shows up in court, waves to the Shohar and pats him on the head, and says, the rumors of my demise are greatly exaggerated, and this Shohar is my cushy cush pet.
It's a lot of bull.
It's a lot of bull. Very good. So maybe that's the case. And then, what would be the case by the Ashram Toli? That the piece that was remained, we did an analysis on, and it turned out that that piece was indeed the piece of Chalef. That means that the piece that I ate was the kosher piece. Right? But maybe in Achinami, that in a case where you're a mafresh in Ashram Toli, Alpi Edim, then Ein Achinami lo, Ein Achinami, Riram Rav would be right. If it was Mufresh Alpi Edim, then in that case, for sure, the guy never intended it for it to be Kodesh, unless it was absolutely necessary. If the Edim turned out to be Zoymanim, sin and forget it. Actually, says the Gemara, what's interesting is that this machloket that we have over here between Rav and Rav Yehuda and Rav is really a plukta in Eretz Yisrael. And this is exactly the same machlokas. Over here it's between Rav Elazar and Rav Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael. And in Buffalo it was between Rav and Rav Yehuda. And that is like this. It says over there, Ashram Toli, Shuhuz Mu'edav, which is our case. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, look, it's no different than a Minchat Kana'ut, a Minchat Sota, where over there, the Edim that claimed that she had been alone with the guy that she was Osir on, that the husband had been Mekaner on, turns out that they were liars, they weren't even around. So it says there, Nimtzu Edea Zomamim. So then the mincha of the Saita is pure chumen. So it's teitzel chumen. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no. He says that the Ashram Toli is not like Minchat Kanaut. He says, Rabbi Yochanan, that actually the Ashram Toli is like the Chachamim, and that even in this case of Hazama, you would have to wait until it gets a mum, and you use it for nedava, which is, in fact, the opinion of Rava, who's tining against Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Okay, but why, in fact, did Rabbi Yochanan not compare it to Minchat Kanaut? So my time in Edmaya leMinchat Kanaut. So what are you talking about? What's the comparison? Lo Dami. Minchat Kanaut, what is it coming for? It's coming for a kapora. No. There's no kapora in a mincha seita. A mincha seita is coming to be mevarer avon. Did she or didn't she? Okay, so if I don't need that, so what's the purpose of it? It has nothing to do with libonofa. None of these other svaras. Mashenken and Ashram Toloi, which is coming like kapara, over there mitok shelibo nopo, he wants to be megin alatzmo, minayisurin, he's gamer and he's makdisha. What's the problem? So therefore, we find we have these two approaches to enim zomimim, just like we do here in Babel, says the Gemara. Omer krus vedoi, omer Rabbi Yochanan, shoran niskal shuzmu edav. Once we're talking already about this sugya of Nimtzu Edav Zaymim. So here we're claiming by Sharon Niskal Enoke, and that the din would be, it's definitely Yotze. The halacha also is that once that happens, the first guy that grabs that shor gets to keep it. Why? Because the Baalim of the shor were already mafkir the shor when they paskin that its din was Lamita. So the Melo, they gave up on it. So whoever gets it first, the Zaych and the shor. Oh my Rav, Misavet, I'm the Rabbi Yochanan. You know, that makes sense, but only in a limited case. Let's say a case where they come along, the Edom come along, and they say, Nirva Shoro, that somebody has used your animal for sexual intent. But if they say, this guy himself was Rav Shoro, he knows that that isn't true. So Rubatsmo Meda Yadia Dolo Rava. Therefore, why would he be Mafkar Ishar? He figures out, look, these guys are crazy. I'll find somebody that will be mazim them. So over there, he's Tarak Umayte Edim. Well, why is that any different? We have an equivalent case by Irani Dachat. We're over there also. The people know if they had worshipped Avodah Zarah or not. And yet it says over there, Maishami Odi Omar Rabba Bar Itai Omre Shlokish, that an Irani Dachat and the Edim turn out to be Zaymamim, then whoever picks up that Lexus gets to keep it. So call on Machzikba Zachaba. Why? I mean, the guy says to himself, what the heck? I know I wasn't Ovid of Avodah Zarah. Answers the Gemara, yeah, but he doesn't know if anybody else was Ovid of Avodah Zarah. Irani Dachat is a din on a Rabbim, right? So it's true that everybody says to himself, look, I know I wasn't Ovid of Avodah Zarah. But I mean, if the Edom say so, apparently Achrina Chatoi. Must have been the neighbors were Chotei. There goes my Lexus. Mashain came. So there he's Mafker his moment. Avalacha to Bididei Talia Milta. Over here it's completely up to him. He knows I don't go around screwing around with no shorts. So Mina Yada de Lo Rava. Therefore, why would he be Mafker it? He's Tarach Umayte Edim. Omer Ish Lakish. A similar issue is, we'll see how it directly relates. Somebody gives a gift to a friend. And the guy says, E.F. Sheba, I don't want it. So then it becomes Hefker. And Kola Machzik Bazaka, if the Mekabel doesn't want it, so then it becomes Hefker. And anybody who grabs it, grabs it. Similar to this case. Ask the Gemara, why? My Shlomi Yodi Omar Rabba Baravu Omar Pshashis. Viyamal Omar Rabbi Abu Omar Pshashis. Mikabel Matana Shamar Liachar Shabbat Matana Liado. If a guy says, after he already has the Matana, he says, this Matana Tibatel, or Mivotelet, or Yev Sheba, the din is over there, Lo Amar Klum, should say. That's Rashi's Girsa Girsa elsewhere. If he says bitelai, it never was a matana, then dvarav kayami. Then it's true, and it means what when we say dvarav kayamim? Not that anybody could take it, but that the gift was, I never accepted this gift, and it still belongs to the owner, the Hadra Lamara, right? So, I mean, you see where Dvarav Kayamim, then it's not Mufker for anybody who wants it. So why is this any different? Says the Gemara, no. It means Dvarav Kayamim in the sense that I was not Kaina. And that's what it means, that who lo kana, but the owner also lo kana lo. And therefore, Kalamach Zik Bazocha. Who's to say it doesn't mean Dvarav Kayamim in the sense of, not that I simply canceled the gift, but that it's Hefker. Over here, it's talking about a case. The guy has a shutaf in a field. And his other shutaf says to this guy, Dinu Dvori mainly al sadazer, listen, I have no more business with this field. Ainli Asik ba, I'm out of it, baby. I got no interest in it. I'm taking my hands out of this field. Now, if he says the words Yadai Misuleket or Yadi, if it's Misuleket, it's Yadai Misulekot, then isn't that exactly the same as Yefshi? I don't want it. That's what he's saying. I don't want this. That's what he's saying. Now, according to Reish Lakish, I don't want it. He's being mafkaret. And over here it says Lo Amar Klum. If he's being mafkrit, then the shutaf should have been zerchin it right away. So why does it say lo amaklu? Now it says Reish Lakish. Because over there, when he's saying, I don't want it, he's saying it together with Dinu Dvorim. That's the pshat. He is saying it together. He's saying that I am misalik myself from Dinu Dvorim. Salik nafshe. He's not saying migufa de sada. Migufa de sada lo salik nafshe. I'm telling you, listen, this is a frivolous suit. I'm not even going to go into court. You're a total idiot. It says, I am not going to get involved in discussions about this field. This is my field so clearly, you can go jump in the lake, is what he's saying. He's not saying, I don't care. Well, how about this case? Somebody learned it means that he's saying all of these are shadot together, not just one of them. That's the pshat. Not one, choose one of these lashonos. That's the meaning is, he says these three things together. I'm out of here, I'm not discussing this, I have no business, I mean, I'm not interested in further discussions. Fine. How about this case? Somebody, and here it's talking about a shchiv meirah, so he gives the gift of a shchiv meirah, and he's mezaket through somebody else. And this guy, who he was mezaket to, doesn't say anything at the time. And later on he says, I don't want it, I'm not interested in it. So there's a machloket over there, the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon, whether we say, hochiach sofot chilato, or whether we say, changed his mind. Because otherwise he wouldn't have been shotek in the beginning. Now, the din over there is that if there were avadim, and the guy who was the supposed recipient of the gift, he said, I don't want it in the end. If that guy was a Kohen, then the Avadim are allowed to eat truma. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel lomer, no. The moment he says, Eif shibahen, the Yorshim were zoicha in it. Now, the truth is that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel doesn't bother me vis-a-vis Reish Lakish. Because the truth is that over here we're talking about where somebody doesn't accept the gift at the time that it's given, if you hold that we're talking about Mochiyat Sofa. That's a unique situation by Shchiv Meirah. It's irrelevant to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is talking about his Mekabel, and then he says, Efshi, and therefore it's a Lashon of Hefker. So over there, it's obvious that if a guy gives a gift, his das is that obviously I'm giving this gift to a guy who wants it. If he doesn't want it, I'm not giving it. I mean, it's ridiculous to say I'm giving a gift to be hefker. Well, that Reish Lakish would never have said. So that's bichlal not a problem. It's according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, ki yoiv inish matana. Obviously, he gives that matana. Adaite, that people are going to be mekabel up another. The mekabel mine. Ki lo mekabli mine. So therefore, if they don't accept it from him, he's taking it back. Adil lamara. The only problem here is according to the Tanna Kamma, because if we're saying, I ki omar yev shibahen, kol amazik bem zachabahen, Reish Lakish is right, and we're going according to the Tanna who holds that this is considered to be a matana, and he says now, I don't want it. But if he says, I don't want it, according to Reish Lakish, it's hefker. So if he's mafker, his eved, so how could the eved eat truma? So then, Efshi ben Avlu Zorim, the Kachli Truma, he's saying it's a Lashon Hefker, if a Kohen is Mafkir is Ebed, how can that Ebed continue to eat Truma based on his other and who's in that was a Kohen? Oh, that's not a problem, says the Gemara. Kosever, HaMafkir Avdo Yatza L'Chirut. That could be because they hold that even though his Ebed is Yotzi L'Chirut monetarily, he still requires to get Shichru. And that is a shita that holds that a ma'uk of get shikrur can continue to eat truma, in which case not really a problem. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, whereas according to Rebbe Eliezer, yikarev, what do I care? If you didn't do something wrong today, you did something wrong yesterday. So even if this Ashram Toli is not coming for what you thought, so bring another Ashram Toli. I guarantee you did something wrong. Ask the Gemara, wait a second over here. Why does Rebbe Eliezer give this logic? Well, if you didn't do this wrong, you did something else wrong. I thought the point was that I'll leave it to Rebbe Eliezer. You can bring an Hashem Tolu Stam as an Adama. So we saw this earlier, where we were talking about Rebbe Eliezer, who says that in a case where you're bringing it Mitzara Sefik, you have to make it tonight. That either it's an Adama or it's coming on this. So why doesn't he just say, Rebbe Eliezer? Lomeli chat chait, he did a different chait. I thought I'm Rebbe Eliezer. Oshem Talui could come in Nidava. It's not. The point of Rebbe Eliezer that we're going to see tomorrow is that mitnadeva dam Oshem Talui b'chol yom. A person can bring an Oshem Talui as an Adava every day. Om Ravashi, oh my dear friend, as you know, there are two Rebbe Eliezers. There's the Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnah where Amrulo, when this was the Mishnah, Bava ben Buta. So Bava ben Buta said, you know, I would like personally to bring a Hashem Toloi, Matzah Yom Kippur also. So they told Bava ben Buta, you have to wait until maybe you did something wrong. But according to Rebbe Eliezer, if you could bring this in a Dava, why should you wait until you did something wrong? If you didn't do something wrong, you wanted it as an Adava. So clearly the Taina, Tabava ben Buta, is that there's a Shita, I'll leave it to Rebbe Eliezer, that although you could bring an Hashem Toloi b'chol yom, but it's an Hashem Toloi al ha-chait. And here there was no chait. So,
Flowers have arrived.
If you think the flowers make up for the... Oh my God, they do. So this is the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer of Amrulo, where it says over there the Tznan and then the Mishnah. Ela Omrimlo, we tell Bava ben Buta, hold off, Achutikaneis to Beit HaSefek. Im Mishen Ishchat no Dalo. So, continues the Mishnah to say that there seems to be, and we're looking now at this Mishnah, as a problem, because here the Mishnah says, if you found out after Shchita, so then the basar should be taken out the Beit HaSreifa. Why? Because, apparently, because it's Chulin Shenishchitu Ba'azara, right? So since you found out too late, and it wasn't able to be Yotze, so therefore, what are you going to do with the meat? It was Chulin and it was Shechted. You burn it. Uh-oh, the problem is that in the continuation, it says, Asham Vadai Enokein. That if you found out before Shechita, then for sure everybody is Mora Yetze, Ve'era Ebe'eder, because over there wasn't being brought as Libo Nokfo. But if you found out that you didn't owe that Asham Vadai, Mishenishchat, I can't believe it. It says, Areze Yikaver? Well, which one is it? Is it Yikaver or Yisareif? Is it Chulam Ba'azora B'Sreifa? Or Chulam Ba'azora B'Kvura? Omar Rabbi Elazar, you're absolutely right. There is no way to fix this Mishnah. Forget it. It's busted. Tavra. Mishishonazo, Loshonazo. It's got to be two separate Tadoim. First Tana held that Chulam Shinishchul Ba'azora is B'Sreifa. Second Tana held Chulam Shinishchul Ba'azora is B'Kvura. What else are you going to say? Rabba Omar? Rabba says, it's b'chol not a problem. An Oshem Vadai al Oshem Talui Karamita. That you ask is a kasha? You ask a kasha from the name of Oshem Vadai. Where over there it says Yikaver. And you're asking that on Oshem Talui. Over there on Oshem Vadai, for sure, kiven al Tzorek Leilo Magdishle. Right? An Oshem Talui, you misunderstand. Oshem Talui, even I'll leave it to Rebbe Meir, once you shechted it, the guy says, okay, look, if it's all right, at this point it shechted already, what am I going to do with it? No, let it be an Oshem. Even if I find out later that I wasn't chayted, doesn't matter. So libo nokvo, so there I'm going to be gemer magnishay. And therefore, it's not chulin shenishchitu bazar. It's psulei mugdashim. We now have a korban that it turns out was not necessary. Okay, it's still Kodesh, but it was Kodesh that was brought. It wasn't supposed to be brought. The din of Kochim that are Nishkat Pipsul is that they are burned and not Kfurim. However, there is a Kasha in the Mishnah. You just don't ask, you didn't ask the right one. Now, let me tell you the right question, says Rabbi. Ella Ikasha. You want to ask a Kasha? Ask a Kasha from the contradiction in the Mishnah about the state of an Oshem Vadai on the other part of the Mishnah that contradicts itself about the state of the Oshem Vadai. Now, that's a problem because it says that Oshem Vadai, Harezi Yikaver, right? Okay. And then the next case, which is where you found out after the Zerika, it says, there Abasar Yetzela Beit Asreifa. Now that, I don't understand. You find out before, so then Arezi Yikaver. You find out afterwards, it's Yetzela Beit Asreifa. So there you'll have to say, Havarai Tavra, there it's true, but the Mishnah is Misha Shanazo, Lo Shanazo, and because apparently, at Oshem Vadai, if you had known that it wasn't Kodesh, you didn't need it, you wouldn't have been Magdish it, because there was definitely no Libo Nokvo. So it's 100% Hekdesh Ta'ut. Only by an Oshem Tolo you could say he meant to be Magdish it. But there, you got a problem. If it wasn't Kodesh, then why are we burying it or burning it? Because it's Chulin Bazara. Which one? Burying or burning? There you've got a contradiction. Rav Ashi Omar, nah, it's not a problem. It's Rishum Demitchazik Zevach Pasul. Rav Ashi is saying, look, an Oshem Vadai after Zrika. So people will think, oh, so in other words, Kachin, She'ira Bapsul, Liachar Zrika is Bikfura. And therefore, they're going to make a mistake that Kachim, Psulim, are Nikborim, and they're not. So Bishlam, if I hadn't done the Zrika yet, they'll say, oh, look, they're not doing the Zrika. What's wrong? He found out he didn't need to bring it. Oh, so why did they bring it? Well, it's Chulin Shnishku Bazar. But after they see the Zrika was done, they figure, okay, so that was Makaper. Oh, must be Biketame, whatever. Oh, so why are they burning it? Because you don't have to burn it. But that's not true. You would have had to burn it if that was the real story. Mamela, we make a gezera that because people will confuse a karba that was actually Nizrak Adam, they'll confuse it with a psuli muktashim. Psuli muktashim requires Sreifa. We make you burn it. Nizrak Adam, once the Adam was already Nizrak, then you can eat it. What? Why can you eat it? I understand, but you found out it was all a big mistake. Omar Rava, look, the Torah says, V'hu lo yada v'nislach lo. If he didn't know, then it's b'chapr on him. Now, that means b'sha'at slicha. What's the sha'at slicha? The time of the kapora. The time of the kapora is dependent on the zrikas adam. Did he know or did he not know at the time of the zrikas adam? He didn't know. Fine. Hu lo yada v'nislach lo. Who cares if afterwards it turns out that it wasn't necessary? And yet, strangely, Rabbi Yossi Amar, afilo adam bekos. But wait, the Rabbi Yossi Amar is a rake. If the dam is still in the coast, then it wasn't b'shat slicha. So why should the dam be nizrak? At that point, he knew that he did not sin. Omar Rava, Rabbi Yossi Yosek, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Shita is that kol ha'omed lizareik gizaruk dami. When something is shayach to be zorek, there the question is lagabe whether there's a din of oichlin on the korban or not. So lachora before zareik is that re'lachila. Rabbi Shimon says kol ha'omed lizareik gizaruk dami. So therefore, it's omed lizareik, says Rabbi Yossi, that's enough to be as if it was already not known b'shat slicha. No, wait a minute. Eimet Amar Rabbi Shimon, that's only where we are going to be Zerik the Dam. That was the case over there. It was a Makosha Korban. We're going to be Zerik the Dam. In this case, we're not going to be Zerik the Dam. So what do you say? It's ome to be zorik. It's not ome to be zorik. It turns out that we were never going to be zorik to dam because it was never a chayef to be nizrak. It was a mistake. So in Eretz Yisrael, there were masper of Yossi Shita that he holds that kli sharet are mekadesh even dam that's possible to be put on the mizbeach. So over here, even though it turns out ultimately that this dam is not necessary, since it was niskadesh bekli, it's already royal mizbeach. Even though it's a mistake, right?